We pick all 63 games of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament on this midweek special of Up for Review.
I think Green Bay is going to choke it up against KC.
I'd take that because that would mean that we're in the Super Bowl for the first time in a long time.
That defensive line of the 49ers just was relentless.
Barry Bonds sentencing. What a joke.
Old Bud Selig loves Barry Bonds.
The bigger question is, why didn't you sign Cliff Lee 2 years ago?
I got to keep rolling with those Hoosiers.
The annexation of Puerto Rico.
Alex Smith finally decides that he wants to be a real NFL quarterback.
I would love to see that, especially in time for the playoff.
I don't know who taught this guy to tackle, but
this was just nasty. Hello and welcome to a special episode of Up for Review, a fast-paced sports podcast dedicated to bringing you news, fantasy advice, and much more. I'm your host, Rick Lewis, joined again by Steve Donstorff and Michael Mihalik. And we thought that since March Madness brackets came out just yesterday that we would do a little something for the show. Maybe a little over-under? You win some? I don't think either of these teams deserves to be in the top 10.
I'm going to go with the upset this time.
If I had to choose, gun to my head.
You already know the answer to this.
You lose, son. Welcome to the Harbaugh Bowl.
That's pretty crushing, I would think.
Can I put a disclaimer on my pick?
Well, I knew they were going to lose.
Not a fan, as to put it mildly.
And it's always better to be lucky than good.
To be honest, I could give a damn about either one of those teams.
Really, I don't think we've learned anything from last week when we had four sweeps, but I'm going to sweep it again.
You know, my intellect says the Giants are on this roll, but
I was running around screaming and hollering.
They didn't get blown out, but a loss is a loss.
Picking winners for the week's best matchups. It's over under on Up for Review. So how this is going to work is we will start at the top of the bracket and work our way all the way around one game at a time. We'll have Mike pick first, Steve second, and myself third, and we'll keep this order until we've picked each and every game of this year's tournament. So what do you say we get this thing started? So the first game that we will pick, Mike, between Kentucky and play-in game of Mississippi Valley State and Western Kentucky. Tough one here.
Christ, don't hurt yourself.
If you don't pick Kentucky or the number one seed, you deserve to lose.
Even if you go to that school, you're an idiot if you don't pick them.
All right, Steve, Iowa State and UConn is next. That one gets a little tougher.
Yeah, this is a little tougher. You know, I don't have a whole hell of a lot of faith in UConn, and in about four of my brackets, I think I've gone back and forth each time. But UConn seems to turn it on in the tournament, so I'm going to pick Connecticut on that one.
Okay, third game of the tournament, Wichita State versus VCU. You know, in this one, I got to say VCU is probably my upset. You've got to pick a couple of those 10, 11, 12 seeds to upset because it happens every year. I think VCU is a really good team. They got a really good coach. I'll pick them. So now we're back to Mike with Indiana and New Mexico State.
I think Indiana's going to win this one.
Okay, Steve, UNLV, Colorado.
Colorado got in on a fluke, man. I'm going UNLV.
Ooh, all right. Baylor, South Dakota State. I have not been a big Baylor fan all season, but South Dakota State's not going to beat them. Baylor is moving on. Mike, Notre Dame and Xavier.
You've noticed Notre Dame's success in the tournament the last couple of years. Well, they haven't had any, and I don't think it's going to continue. I think Xavier's going to move on.
All right, Steve, Duke and Lehigh.
That's pretty easy one. I'm going with old can't spell my name right in Duke.
All right, so we'll just go through the rest of this bracket then. I've got Kentucky, UConn. To me, this is kind of a tough game because UConn, like you said, turns it on in the tournament. But I think Kentucky is just too good this year. They're not going to lose to UConn for 2 years in a row. Kentucky moves on. So, Mike, that leaves you with VCU and Indiana.
You know, I don't know if VCU can do it 2 years in a row. I'm going to go with Indiana.
Okay, Steve, UNLV and Baylor.
Man, I was reading about UNLV can shoot like hell, but that Baylor team, there isn't a hole in that team, I don't think, that's exploitable by UNLV, so I got you with Baylor.
And then we come to number 10, Xavier, at number 2, Duke. I think Duke is probably... I mean, they're upsettable. They're a team that definitely could go early, but I don't think to Xavier they move on. So, Mike, Kentucky, Indiana in a Sweet 16 matchup. Who do you got?
Kentucky's really going to be one of the teams to beat. They're going to go on.
Steve, Baylor and Duke.
Sorry, dude. I think Baylor's too good. I think Duke's just a little too inconsistent. I mean, if they have another 14 three-pointer game, you know, I think so. I just think those have been too far between this year for them to be consistent.
And like I said earlier, I'm not very high on Baylor, so we've got our first number one seed heading to the Final Four as we head to the West bracket. So, Mike, starting at the top of the West, we've got Michigan State and LIU. Who do you got?
Going with number one again.
All right, Steve, Memphis, St. Louis.
Memphis, baby. I don't know how St. Louis got ranked as high as it did. They had a great record, but they're not near the team that Memphis is.
And then out of New Mexico, Long Beach State. Yeah, we like to pick a lot of those 10, 11, 12 seeds to win, but not this one. New Mexico is going to move on to round two. Louisville, Davidson, Mike.
I think Louisville is going to advance, not a problem.
Then we've got number six, Murray State. Murray State, who was undefeated for a long time this season, number six seed against Colorado State.
Oh, Murray State, no doubt in that one.
All right, and then Marquette against either BYU or Iona. I got to go Marquette. Mike, Florida and Virginia.
It's probably one of the tougher opening matchups to pick. Can't go wrong either way. Florida, inconsistent all year. They can play the best and they can play the worst. I'm going to say I hope they have a good game and they'll win.
All right, Steve, Missouri and Norfolk State.
I've got to go with Missouri on that one.
All right, so then we end up at the top here, and I've got Michigan State, Memphis. I think it's a good game, but Michigan State moves on. Mike, New Mexico, Louisville?
I think Louisville is just a little bit more talented out there in the Big East.
Murray State and Marquette, Steve.
Man, you know, I watched Marquette earlier this year, and God, they're good. You know, they're inconsistent, but I got to go with Marquette on that one.
And this is going to pain Steve, but I have been a Tigers fan all season this year, and I don't see any reason to change that now. Missouri moves on. Mike, Michigan State and Louisville.
I'm a big Michigan State fan. I think they can go pretty deep in the tournament. I think they'll win.
Steve, Marquette and Missouri.
You know what? I'm going a little upset there. I have a lot of faith in Marquette. I think they're going to take out Missouri.
All right, so wow. Marquette, Michigan State. You know, Michigan State was so inconsistent at the beginning of the year, and the likelihood of having four number ones getting into the Final Four, almost nothing. I'm going to take Marquette as getting a little momentum and building their way into the Final Four here. As we move into the East, Mike, Syracuse and UNC Asheboro.
Can you just
get all these really great matchups here for you to pick?
Put me down for all the number ones.
All right. Kansas State, Southern Miss.
Man, I think Kansas State's offense just too good. I was looking, they average somewhere around 75 points a game. I'm going with Kansas State.
Then we got Vanderbilt and Harvard. You know, Harvard guys, they're smart, but they're not as good basketball players as Vanderbilt is. Vanderbilt moves on. Mike, Wisconsin at our University of Montana Grizzlies.
Oh, how I was hoping somehow Montana could get a 12 seed, and I think they'd have a chance at the number 12 seed. You know, they beat Long Beach State earlier this year, and I was really hoping that'd bump them up, make Montana a 12 seed and Long Beach a 13. Tough draw for Montana. I don't think they can compete with Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's going to move on.
All right, Steve, Cincy at Texas.
Yeah, oh, man. Two teams I just can't stand at all, but I don't think Texas is quite an 11. I really don't. I think Cincinnati will beat them.
Then I get another easy one, Florida State, St. Bonaventure. I mean, I guess it's not super easy. If the Florida State team shows up that beat Duke twice and North Carolina twice, it's easy. If the Florida State team that came and choked away leads to like every other team that they played all season, St. Bonaventure could have a chance, but I'm going to go with talent over chance and say Florida State. Mike, Gonzaga at West Virginia.
Oof. That's a tough one. It's another 7-10 seed. It's pretty difficult to pick. You know, Gonzaga hasn't really impressed me too much this year. I think St. Mary's is really the class this year. I'm going to go with West Virginia.
All right, then Steve, Ohio State at Loyola.
Oh, that's Ohio State, man. Those guys are good.
All right, at the top of the bracket again, we've got Syracuse at Kansas State. I do think Syracuse is upsettable. Not this early against Kansas State. Syracuse moves on. Mike, Vandy at Wisconsin.
You know, I had Harvard over Vanderbilt, so I'm going to go ahead and say Wisconsin's going to move in.
All right, Steve, Cincy at Florida State.
Oh, man. They impressed the hell out of me when they knocked out Duke and UNC. I got to go with Florida State.
And West Virginia, Ohio State. I really think Ohio State is one of the best teams in the country. I think they move on here. Mike, Syracuse, Wisconsin.
You know, I think Syracuse is going to be the better team.
Steve, Florida State at Ohio State.
Man, I think that would be a hell of a game to watch. But I think Jared Sollinger and those boys, they're just too good. I got to go with Ohio State still, as much as it pains me.
Yeah, I think Ohio State has potentially the best player in college basketball in Jared Sollinger. I think here's where you get to see a little bit of a minor upset in Ohio State beating Syracuse as we complete the East bracket. So now we move to the Midwest. And just to switch it up a little bit, I'm going to start in the middle. Mike, Creighton in Alabama.
Caught me off guard with that. I'm going to say Creighton's going to... Don't really know too much about Creighton, but I'm going to say Creighton picks one.
All right, Steve, Temple at Cal or Southern Florida?
I think those playing games are kind of a joke, so I got to go with Temple.
All right, Michigan, Ohio for me. I think Michigan is kind of an easy pick there. Mike, SDSU at NC State. San Diego State.
NC State's been playing pretty well, but I think San Diego State is going to go ahead and move on.
Steve, Georgetown and Belmont.
Yeah, you know, I was reading on that one. They said, they match up really well, but I still don't think Belmont's got enough to take down Georgetown.
And then we got number 7, St. Mary's, at number 10, Purdue. You know, like I said, you like to pick a lot of these 10, 11, 12 seeds upsets. I think Purdue is a classy team, like they always are. I think they could pull up a little bit of a minor upset here and beat St. Mary's. So, Mike, Kansas at Detroit.
Kansas, you know, win pretty, maybe by 30.
All right, and then Steve, UNC at Lamar or Vermont?
UNC.
Yeah. Then we've got UNC playing Creighton. I think that's another easy move on UNC. Mike, Temple at Michigan.
I think Michigan is a little bit underrated. You know, if they would have won their tournament, they could have easily gotten number 1 seed as well.
All right, San Diego State, Steve, against Georgetown.
Ooh. I don't have a whole hell of a lot of faith in Georgetown. I don't. I think I'm going to go with the upset. I go with San Diego State. They just too many points to stop.
And I think Purdue can upset St. Mary's, but I do not think they can upset Kansas. Kansas moves on. So, Mike, North Carolina versus Michigan.
I think North Carolina is going to go ahead and win.
All right, San Diego State at Kansas, Steve.
That's when I think the luck will run out a little bit there. I got to go with Kansas.
And I think UNC Kansas will be a really good game. It's going to depend on whether Henson is healthy or not, and it's going to depend a lot on which of these teams shows up because, let's be honest, they've both been really up and down all season. I really think you could flip a coin with this one, but I'm going to go probably with as much as it pains me, the athletic talent of North Carolina over Kansas to get to the Final Four. So, Final Four. The first matchup, Mike, is Kentucky against Marquette.
You know, it looks like Marquette made a good run, but Kentucky's going to go to the championship.
All right, Steve. So the other side of the Final Four, Ohio State against North Carolina.
I think Ohio State can take them out. I really do. I think Ohio State will take them out.
So in the national title game, that leaves us with Kentucky, Ohio State. For this one, let's take a poll here, see if we can win. So, Mike, who do you think is going to win?
When did Michigan State get knocked out? Man.
Today, Mike.
Ohio State. I'll pick Ohio State.
Okay, Steve. Kentucky, Ohio State.
Kentucky.
Oh, well, that leaves us right back where we started with me being the tiebreaker vote. Like I said, I think Jared Sullinger is the best player in the country. I think you see that in the national title game. Winning score, I don't know, let's say 68-67. Kind of a low-scoring defensive game. I could see it. So we will submit that bracket. It will be the up-for-review bracket. I will throw a link into the show notes, and I will post it on Twitter. And with that, I think that will do it for this quick edition of Up for Review. Mike, if the listeners need to get a hold of us, what can they do?
If there's something you want us to talk about, something we should add, or something you just can't stand, look us up on Twitter at twitter.com/upforreview, or email us at review@phoenixtv.net. That's phoenixtv.net, and add your voice to the show.
And remember to download and listen Friday when the week's biggest stories, games, and players come up for review.